Seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, on the subject of selfishness, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, if you miss the chance and do not rise for God's sake and restore their religious rights, a bunch of lustful vagabonds will prevail over you tomorrow and exploit all your faith and honor to their own vain ends. You know, this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the benefit of rising for God's sake and neglecting desires for the self. You know, whenever a Muslim puts God's pleasure in front of his own, the result would be nothing but victory and pleasure. On the contrary, in accordance to Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, whenever man goes after his whims, he will meet difficulty and even destruction. Some usual examples of living the self and tending for others are responding to people's needs and treating them kindly, which are forms of behavior that prevent atrophication of the conscious. Empathizing with others and treating the needy with affection and showing respect and love make it possible to eliminate cruelty and selfishness. Verses from the Holy Book of Quran reveal that the reward for good behavior comes in presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, worship Allah and do not associate anything with him. Be good to your parents and relatives and to orphans and to the very poor and to the neighbors who are related to you and neighbors who are not related to you and to companions and travelers and your slaves. Allah does not love anyone vain or boastful. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 36. Ya Rabbana, salli ala. So you see, faith perfects people's behavior as it does so many other traits. A believer who constantly heeds his conscience as required by religious moral values will always behave in the best way, the most considerate, in the trust-inspiring and tolerant manner. Someone possessed of these moral attributes has earned merit for his own life in the hereafter. And at the same time, he is instrumental in freeing the world from its self-interested and selfish nature and making it a place of delight of Islam. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh warns us that if we do not act in that way, the oppressors will get control of our situation and the result is destruction and failure for the Muslim community, God forbid. Thank you very much, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say. There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints. Never forget to say, La ilaha.